Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast In Depth, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-depth series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ.
I'm Jen.
I'm Tara.
And this is episode number 205 of Podcast In Depth.
Wow.
And in this episode, apparently, I thought somebody from our forum had suggested this topic, and it was Tara's like, excuse me, I was the one that suggested this topic.
She did.
It was a while ago.
But Tara had suggested, what was your suggestion, Tara?
How would Eve and her team work with other fictional police officers, detectives, etc., basically?
So, right.
Yeah.
So, like on TV, we decided we're going to strictly keep this to U.S. TV shows and maybe some Brit, because I know I can just assume that Tara's got one or two British shows that she might want to talk about.
I have at least one, and then okay. I have everything's very random. The thing is,
obvious one's going to be Sherlock. I mean,
but for the most part, we're going to keep it to American TV shows.
Yes.
So I asked the question on our Facebook group about, you know, how do you think that Eve and her crew would work with fictional detectives from TV?
Mm-hmm.
And we got several responses.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, the algorithms work with us and we manage to get them all. I do have it set on all comments. So Anna Marie said, interesting. I think she would have liked all the cops, especially Columbo, as they have similar values. Even when Columbo really liked the perp and saw their reasons for what they did, murder was murder. I'm not sure about Magnum or even Rockford. She might have liked Jessica Fletcher, but she'd prefer the job of murder to be left to the murder cops. So Anna Marie was definitely like responding to the specific photos that AJ posted, which is great.
Yep.
So that was the first one. I don't know if
and Columbo had a disappearing wife just like Feeny does, so
right.
Or a wife that's never seen.
Right.
Yeah. So right there they've got a point of conversation.
Even
though Eve obviously knows Mrs. Feeny, but
right.
We've never met her yet.
We're not gonna. Susan Caraway Strickland said, so love this idea. I thought before the great gift for Eve would be a collection of TV detectives and what her reaction would be.
Absolutely.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
And then she said, I think she'd enjoy the more realistic shows, Kojak, NYPD Blue, Law and Order. I think she'd like Lieutenant Kojak. Lenny, is it Briscoe?
Yep,
Lenny Briscoe, yeah.
Okay. Olivia Benson, Lieutenant Van Buren. I also think she'd like Blue Bloods. It's a generational show, and she knows cops in the NYPSC that are like the Reagans. She'd get a kick out of Rizzoli and Isles. Maura Isles would remind her of Winter, and Rizzoli has a similar work ethic to Eve.
Yeah.
Columbo, I can't decide if she'd like the format of knowing who the murderer is up front or not.
Well, sometimes she does.
Right. Well, but I think that Susan's specifically talking about how Eve would react.
Would she react to watching it? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because that she does work that way sometimes. So
yeah, I don't know. She might like that.
Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0. I think she'd be fascinated with the lack of technology compared to 2060. Crazy to think the show would be almost 100 years old. The police work is
right. See, I'm old. I'm old.
Well, but are we talking about the original or the remake?
Original. Well, I mean, we're talking about the original, obviously. Right. Well,
obviously.
That was
kind of a joke.
Are we acknowledging that there's a remake? I don't think we do.
Hey, I like the remake.
I've only ever seen episodes of either in the background or that was stuff that my dad would have on in the background.
Right.
When I was visiting him. But she said, the police work is detailed, and while I think she'd like Steve McGarrett, his gigantic decorated office would baffle her. Probably. I was gonna say, so I tried several times to get into, this isn't about like whether or not we like shows or whatever. I tried several times to get into Rizzoli and Isles and I really just couldn't. But the little bit that I have watched, I definitely agree that that Eve and Rizzoli have a similar work ethic. But same with like Detective Benson on Law and Order.
Yeah.
You know, I think that Susan's right that Eve would be like, yeah, I like this. So let's see. Lee Miles said, can we do another version later with PIs? So we will get back to that, Lee.
What we should say is none of us have read those books.
Right.
So it might be better if somebody who knows that series can come on and talk about, you know.
Definitely.
That might be an interesting show to do.
Yeah, because I've not read Sue Grafton or any of that.
I haven't any either.
But thank you for all of that because there's a lot of material out there. And then Deanna said, can't wait to hear this, especially how she would work with modern day Holmes and Watson. And I bet she would enjoy watching Cagney and Lacey in Hill Street Blues.
That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Very little. I remember very little.
So I can tell you that my older sister, one thing she liked more than anything was name dropping. And her one big name drop she would do all the time is that she was once at a party and Tyne Daly was there.
Oh my God.
Tyne Daly.
Yeah.
I love this.
What?
Yeah.
I have friends who will name drop Tyne Daly as well because she took them backstage to her dressing room on Broadway.
Yeah.
Tyne Daly is a name drop.
Yeah. Apparently she is a very nice woman.
I love that.
Her other name drop, she didn't do it as nearly as often. But early on, when she was like in her late 20s, early 30s, she did work. And this was like 78-ish, 77, 78, 79-ish. She did work in L.A. She had an apartment in L.A. And she was walking. She was on her lunch break, I think, walking around in L.A. and came across some shootings. So there, somebody was shooting a TV show or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she quickly realized it was Starsky and Hutch. And she found the director's chairs that had Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul's name on them.
Oh my.
And she sat in Paul Michael Glaser's chair, hoping that he would come and kick her out at a certain point.
And he didn't.
He did not, but David Soul did come up to her and say, like, hey, you're in Paul's chair. He's going to kick you out. You know, she's like, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm waiting for it.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I love it. So,
there you go.
Yeah. Deanna mentioned modern day Holmes and Watson. Have you guys watched, Elementary or also just Sherlock? You have?
I watched Elementary. Yep.
I think I saw just a couple of episodes.
I've only seen a couple of episodes. I did not like it. But I literally cannot. I do not have enough information to comment on them. Specifically, those two British beautiful men.
We gotta love them.
Oh yeah. Well, she would want to punch him in the Sherlock in the face.
Oh my God.
Eve would be so irritated by Sherlock.
She would murder Sherlock.
She would murder him.
Yeah. She would not be happy with him. I mean, she would be recognize- would be like,
work, I'm turning my back. Whatever you gotta do, you do. I'm like, meanwhile, Rourke's over here like I like the guy.
Rourke is her Sherlock. She's like Lestrade and Rourke is fucking Sherlock.
Yeah,
like, that's what that is. Is she's like working a case, and here's Rourke. doing other, you know, like
doing his Rourke thing,
doing his Sherlock thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Sherlock is way less likable.
So much less likable.
So, which is kind of like Eve, if we're really being honest.
Right.
I think Eve would have no problem with Watson. I think Eve would probably get along really well with Watson.
Oh, she'd be really grateful for him because he keeps Sherlock like from being the worst.
Right.
Right.
I think she would be like, oh dear God, do something about this.
Yes.
But she would find him brilliant on, you know, on one level. Like she, think she would be, you know, enough to know that, you know, he's like brilliant at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she would appreciate that. He would just be way too annoying for her.
My God. Yeah. She would not be pleased with him. Katie Brumstead said, I think she would like Gibbs from NCIS because he has all those rules. Agreed. They both command respect and respect command. I think she and Ziva are very similar with their fierce loyalty and kick-ass attitude, and they don't get the common phrase. And Abby is the lab and EDD in one. I think Abby would definitely like fit in with the EDD people.
Yeah, absolutely. She would. But I also feel like, don't you guys feel like just even a little bit that Harvo is based on Abby?
Yeah, every once in a while, I think that.
I feel like that, like, I can see where that inspiration for that character came from Abby.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, I don't know, I feel like that character maybe inspired the youthful presence of not necessarily a youthful, like a super young person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that like upbeat quirkiness. Yeah. I'm like a casual NCIS fan. So.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I only watch it if it's on or if my mom has it on when I'm over there. Or
I don't know if I'm, you know, like missing my mom anything is, with
my mom,
this.
Like, believe me, my mom can tell you everything that's ever happened on NCIS and probably the exact episode and when it originally aired. So, so yeah, she's sort of like, she's with NCIS as I am with ER. So, yeah.
Michelle said, I think she'd approve of Benson and Stabler and Gibbs. She'd probably initially tell Jessica Fletcher to butt out, but think she's likely to end up using her as a tool, similarly to how she uses Nadine.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think she would just tell her to butt out because Jessica Fletcher isn't a news reporter. She's an author.
Author, yeah.
So it's like, and same with like maybe Castle, like they have no business here. Like,
oh yeah, we'll get to Castle
somewhere else.
We'll get to Castle. Oh yeah.
I mean, like I understand because like Jessica Fletcher is, you know, she way less so than Castle is like, she like brings new stakes to the mysteries and all of that. But I don't think she'd be against it. Like if she found, you know, but I just don't see it being the same way.
Yeah, I don't see Eve making a phone call to her and saying, hey, could you help me out with this?
No.
Right.
Not at all.
But I also kind of feel like Jessica Fletcher wouldn't give a fuck, so.
Right. She would not.
There's that.
She's like, well then. And then she also said, Columbo would probably irritate the heck out of her, but she can't argue that he gets the job done.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yep.
And then Derek responded to Michelle and said, either that or she'd catch on that Jessica is an exceptional serial killer.
That's awesome.
But I was like, don't get me wrong, I love Murder, She Wrote, but way too high a body count around her.
He's not wrong.
Correct. Well, you could say the same for Eve, though.
I mean, but Michelle was like, she investigates murders. She doesn't just write about them.
Right. Michelle said, I would definitely steer clear of the woman. And then Carol said, I think Jessica Fletcher would get on better with Dr. Mira. They're both observers.
Yeah.
That's definitely like
Jessica Fletcher and Dr. Mira would be friends.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Mira definitely
they would do lunch together
before she wrote.
Oh, yeah.
That's like her guilty pleasure. She's just like, you know what I want to watch this weekend. It's a rainy weekend. The grandkids aren't coming over. Let's just watch Murder, She Wrote.
Let's binge this show.
I feel like she would do that.
But I feel like Rourke would also be friends with Jessica Fletcher, and he would be like inviting her to dinners and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
At the house. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. Let's see. Carol said, I don't know about Eve, but it would be fun to see Peabody's reaction to Thomas Magnum. I don't know who that is.
That Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Oh, Magnum P.I. Select. Ah, well, okay. Never mind.
As AJ and I are like, Magnum P.I., Tara, God.
Sorry, I just needed to know the fucking show.
Fucking youngin?
Well,
what the hell?
Yeah, I'm that old.
well, and, me too, apparently.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's same with, what's his name? The cowboy that came
and cowboy.
Helped her with it, you know.
Right. God. What was his name?
I don't know.
Trotter? No.
No.
No. Why can't I think of it?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
That guy. Same like with him. Like, you know, good, nice to look at. I mean, Eve found him to be really useful on the case, but Thomas Magnum might also be the same way, but
be distracting as hell.
Okay, but he also needs to show up in his 70s, 80s wardrobe, and like
the Hawaiian shirts that are unbuttoned down to the navel.
I was gonna say, shorts. Unbuttoned a little bit. Yeah.
I want to see Eve's reaction to that.
Even Rourke on vacation in Hawaii meets Thomas
Magnum. Yeah. I like
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And, you know, him investigating, and she's like, that's what you're wearing?
Eve, why are you so obsessed with what people are wearing? For being not at all someone that cares about your own fucking clothing, you are really obsessed with what people are wearing.
She really is.
Right?
She is.
Because I feel like she'd be the same way if we were to talk about like Eve and like Charlie's Angels. I think she would find them formidable.
Yeah.
And everything. But she'd be like, really? That's what they wear on a date? Like,
that's what they wear? What is with that hair?
The hair, the high heels, like the short shorts, those aren't detective clothes.
No, they are not.
That's why she's
not wrong about that.
No.
Listen, that's why she and Sabrina would be like.
Yes. They would be.
I mean, first of all, Sabrina is my favorite.
She'd be like, thank God you're here.
Thank God you're here.
But, you know, the other, I think Farrah Fawcett, that character she would find to be like, really self-absorbed and I can't with this person, but the other two might not be bad.
Well, and here's the thing is that the character was not really self-absorbed, but they just come across that way because of like how they're dressed. And sorry, Charlie's Angels is my guilty pleasure. I don't know if you guys knew that about me.
I did not know that about you.
Lots of guilty pleasures.
I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not at all. No.
But I feel like Eve would be annoyed with the whole like concept of what the fuck they're all up to at first. Mm-hmm. And then she would get to know them and kind of understand what they're about. Because they're all, first of all, they're all cops. And we all forget that Charlie's Angels, they were cops. But they're also hot, you know?
But I feel like, wouldn't she be irritated by them getting a call from some dude saying, hi, Angels? Like, that would annoy her.
She would be like, really, guys?
You're cops.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, but
just Charlie.
I feel like in some wild crossover between like with the Charlie's Angels, if there were like a group that's literally like solving crimes in Eve's time and she got pulled into something with them, she would be the person that they would fucking force to like wear this sexy outfit and try to do this undercover shit. And she would be so pissed. It would be the most hysterical thing ever.
Meanwhile, Peabody would be all about it.
We literally just finished Calculated, where Peabody was all over the Charlie's Angels gambit. Uh-huh. Like, that's what she did.
Yeah.
And it was great. So, oh my God, don't. I was the other day I was like, oh, I should start a Charlie's Angels like background noise rewatch. No, Tara.
No, Tara.
You'll just fall asleep.
So, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Lynn Look was commenting on Magnum PI. She said, I bet that Somerset and Higgins would get along famously.
They would, yes. Indeed.
I don't know about indeed. Higgins, but I trust y'all. So,
yeah. Yes. Higgins is like Somerset Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Lynn also said, did Rockford do a lot of murder or were they less violent crimes?
I don't remember. I don't remember watching that.
The premise for Rockford was that he was a con man.
Right.
He was a professional gambler. And then he got convicted for theft and put into jail. And then it was released 5 years later, but he was innocent of that crime.
Right.
But anyway, so he started like this detective biz like on PA the side,
thing, right?
Like a PA thing on the side.
Yeah.
And he mostly would do like cold cases. And because he didn't want the police on his ass. He didn't want to be in their active cases.
Right.
And he did, I think, insurance fraud cases and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I vaguely remember my mom watching it, but I was too young for that one.
Yeah. Jim Rockford is somebody that Eve would totally be irritated by because he just does not. He just flies by the seat of his pants. And he was a con, and he still is kind of a con. One of the big like things of that series, one of the big tropes is that Carol mentions it down here, that he kept a business card printing press, and he would make his own business cards depending on, you know, the case that he was on. He would just hand somebody a business card. And so, but the thing I think that Eve would like about Jim Rockford is that he's a smartass.
Oh yeah. Eve loves a smartass.
Eve really does love a smartass. And so that was one of my picks for talking about on the show, just because I think that Eve would reluctantly like him. Like she doesn't want to like him. Rourke would definitely like him because he and Rourke are kind of the same mind. I mean, you know,
yeah.
But Eve would have to like him because of how much of a smart ass he is.
Yeah, sure.
So I put down like just a couple of one-liners from Rockford Files that I think sounded like Eve, that Eve would appreciate. So Rockford saying to, he's got this guy that he works with, the name is Angel. Anyway, he was in every episode. Mm-hmm. But he said to him at one point, if there was a pictorial representation of your mind, it would look like a fire drill in the state asylum. And so here, this one of his clients says to him, you're turning into a big disappointment for me. Don't you ever think about anybody but yourself? And Rockford says, no. Well, yeah, sometimes at Christmas. And then another line from him is, you're not going to cry, are you? I can't take that before breakfast. That definitely sounded like Eve.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the conversation here was, but he said at one point, cataloging my virtues won't work either. I hold them to a minimum so they're easy to keep track of. And then, another, you know, his buddy Angel said something to the effect of sucker bets. Would I bring you sucker bets? And Rockford said back to him, you'd bring me a dead rat in your teeth if you thought there was $20 in it for you. So just the kind of humor that I think Eve would appreciate.
Absolutely. Although yeah,
I think she would definitely find him to be really irritating and she'd want him out of her cases.
Yeah.
She would find him on a case and be like, Rockford, what are you doing here?
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. She would find him really annoying.
I feel like that's a lot of. Oh, Lynn also said, I think Rourke would like him more than Eve, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
I found James Gardner endlessly charming.
He was very charming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know the actor, and yes, he is.
Pansy said, I love James Gardner. He didn't do violent stuff. Carol said, he did a lot of cons. Remember the business card printing press? There it is.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'd link him with Mavis, the former grifter.
Yeah.
Mavis would love Jim
Garner. Mavis would love that.
Yeah.
Mavis would probably know Jim Garner. She's the one that introduced Steve to Jim Garner.
Right.
That's, you know.
Based on everything I just Rockman, learned.
Sorry. Yeah. And the other tropes that I really love for Rockford Files was that he, you know, always told everybody what his price was, but he never got paid. That was one thing. And then every show started with his answering machine going off.
Okay.
It was just a thing.
Okay.
And it was always somebody like on his ass for something. Because his check bounced. You know, what do you want me to, your check bounced. What do you want me to do with it? Tear it up or put it with the others? Stuff like that. So,
oh man.
Every episode, it was a different person leaving a message. And it was always somebody who was annoyed at him. So
that's funny. I should maybe start watching that. Diana Eubanks said, she may enjoy watching Nero Wolf and maybe reading the Laszlo Kreisler books, New York Detectives of the Past.
Who's Nero Wolf?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I trust you, Diana.
Sorry, Diana. We don't know.
Yeah.
That.
But that's okay, because it might spark people into checking it out.
Yeah.
Rosalia said, I think she will appreciate NYPD Blues and Law and Order Detectives. The interaction with Gibbs will be interesting since he has a set of rules too, and he is a little dry, but just. Jessica and Columbo will irritate her because of their civilian styles, respectively. She will consider them useful since they have good instincts. Sherlock Holmes will drive her nuts. Magna with his Hawaiian shirts and Carr will annoy Eve, but he will be eye candy for Peabody.
I mean, that's accurate. Yep. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Danielle,
I think she might like the car. I think she'd dig the car.
He's not really like into cars, but I think she secretly is like
Peabody.
He had this little tiny knee red convertible. What was it? Corvette or
something like that.
Yeah. And she would dig the car.
Would it be like how Eve is like, just every now and again, she'll be like, it'll be like Eve really indulges in like certain fabric or whatever, Just or like
she's one of Rourke's cars. And
like, she's like, that's hot. Okay. All right. Yeah. But she won't outwardly share.
When has ever Eve done that though? I don't know if she's ever done it with a car.
Maybe once or twice.
I can't remember her doing it with cars. I remember her doing it with like leather.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I remember her doing that about leather, but never a car. I don't think she would. I mean,
doesn't like cars. I'm just, you know.
That maybe would be the car. She'd be like,
maybe.
Hold on. And Danielle said, I think I recall her mentioning NYPD Blue once in one of the novels. Yes. Teresa said, put on the NYPD Blue channel. Today it would be. Put on the Law and Order channel.
That's right. That was Glory Teresa.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know what it was. So
it's when she goes to find CJ Morse at the studio and he's on
there. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Sue said, "This is going to be great. I wonder how Mary Beth and Christine Cagney would fare in the future."
Yeah.
And the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'd be fine in the future, wouldn't they?
I feel like they'd be fine.
Yeah.
I know very little about, but...
It's not that much different in the future.
Yeah. And Pansy Walker, Cagney and Lacey, that would be interesting. She would fit right in with NYPD Blue. The grittier, the better. But the off-the-chain actions would drive her crazy by some of the detectives.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. But you know, they kind of go off the rails a bit in our own little group of lovely people,
right?
But that's not an untrue statement. And then Melissa said, "I think she'd find Sherlock incredibly annoying and pretentious." Yes, he's so fucking pretentious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She says, "Which he is, of course." face.
Yeah, she would absolutely find him annoying and pretentious.
Oh my God.
But again, you know, I mean, a useful tool though. I mean,
he is, yeah.
There wouldn't be too many people as brilliant.
Right.
And who could pretty much see things as well as or even better than she can when he goes to a scene.
I feel like in the same regard, though, I feel like she would have more patience with someone like Monk.
Absolutely.
Because Monk is not pretentious. He's not pretentious, but pretentious is maybe not the right word, but he's very confident in his abilities.
Right.
But he doesn't come across pretentiously with his abilities, which is why, I mean, he's also a character based on Sherlock Holmes. So mm-hmm.
Difference between competence and pretentiousness.
Yeah.
And like,
right.
But his might be a very fine line, but there is a difference.
Right. Well, and Monk's level of, well, first of all, his neuroses, that right. would, Eve is not a patient person. I know this is news.
What?
So I don't know how well she'd do with that. I think she would appreciate like Natalie and Sharona, depending on who would be around. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. she'd appreciate Stottlemyre. I think she'd want to set Disher on fire, like most of us do. P.S. Jason Gray Stanford once tweeted at me, who plays nice. Lieutenant Disher.
Wow.
Well, he's a nice Canadian actor. That's what you do when you're a nice Canadian actor, I guess.
I mean, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, and he's brilliant in the role, but he's like, wow, is he a pain in the ass? He's still, listen, he still ranks higher than Dickhead. Because he's he's actually a good cop. He's just annoying.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right.
But yeah, I think Eve would, if she could choose to not work with that team as much as possible, she'd probably be okay with that. But I think she would appreciate Stottlemyre, and I think she would appreciate what Monk can do. But she's, I mean, we all know how patient she is.
And that is not at all.
That is not at all. And she'd be like, what the fuck is going on in here? Come on.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, again, he's technically just based off of Sherlock Holmes, but he's brilliant on his own. So
yeah. Right.
Who else was on your picture that you posted?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I don't know. I just put it together because they're yeah. probably, you know, downloaded oh, a bunch fun. Of pictures from
it's
a
I think we hit all of them
website
that yeah, Columbo, we had NYPD Blue, Monk.
Yeah.
Gibbs. Yeah, we hit them all in the comments. Magnum. Well,
I bet, yeah. Is it time to talk about Castle?
We can talk about Castle.
I knew you would have that on your list too.
Let's, so. Before we do that, because hold I feel on, like yeah. that's going to be a big discussion.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So my only other contribution to this is obviously it's going to be Starskin Hutch.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And I don't know how much you guys know about Starskin Hutch.
Not much.
I remember
much
at all. Bagley watching okay. when I was a kid. But.
So I did a little deep dive on Starskin Hutch, you know, because I hadn't really watched since I was a kid, but I was a huge fan when I was a kid. But apparently Starskin Hutch were based on two actual NYPD detectives.
Okay.
Oh,
who basically did a lot of, I mean, they were really based on these guys. They had a white, you know, sports car that they would ride around mm-hmm. in, and they would Starskin Hutch were very, it was, they were known for like putting on disguises and to, you know, infiltrate, you know,
yeah,
different places or whatever. And these guys did that too. And, but it was very contentious because the people that produced Starskin Hutch asked these guys for their story, had several meetings with them, like, we're going to base this show on your story. Then later told them, yeah, it's a no-go. Oh. And then like months later, Starskin Hutch comes out and they didn't get any recognition for that whatsoever.
Well, that's bullshit.
Wow. Yeah.
So So that's a story I didn't know. I also didn't know that when they cast Starsky and Hutch, David Soul, they cast him first and he wanted to be Starsky. And they were like, no, you're not Starsky. They didn't even have Paul Michael Glaser yet. They said, you're not Starsky. So they didn't know who they had in mind for Starsky. And then Paul Michael Glaser came in and they knew each other, David Soul and Paul Michael Glaser. So they were friends already. So I guess that bond.
Oh, sure. Like,
oh yeah. These are the guys. So anyway, they're supposed to be. So what interested me about them is when I did my deep dive is they kind of reminded me a little bit of Eve and Peabody.
Okay.
In that, Starsky is the one that's the kind of tough. He was supposed to be from Boston, had been in the army, you know, was like the tough talker and, you know, kind of hot-headed one, you know. But very popular with the ladies. They were both very popular with the ladies, but
well, Starsky, of course,
you know, and of course he had the really cool car.
Yeah.
And then the Hutch character was supposed to be like from the Midwest, corn fed, also a health nut, ate healthy foods. Whereas Starsky just ate like hot dogs and pizza and hamburgers and stuff like that, you know? So a lot of those things, you know, said Eve and Peabody to me. As far as how Eve would work with them, I mean, they were both pretty, you know, brilliant guys, but, and I think she would probably work with, you know, both of them pretty well. You know, they're smart asses.
Yeah.
It kind of the same as like Baxter and Trueheart. A little bit. So I think she would work well with both of them, you know, I mean, but same as with Baxter, she would, you know, Starsky would exasperate her a little bit with his cockiness.
Sure.
And
I love it.
So I think she would work well with Starsky and Hutch if that ever happened.
I like it.
So yeah, that's my Starsky and Hutch contribution.
I like it. I just had a little commentary on, because I feel like this is pretty basic. I just had two other things. One of them was pretty obvious. That was Fringe. Did either of you watch Fringe?
I watched Fringe.
I think I just saw a couple episodes.
I feel like, again, Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia and Eve are very similar. And Peter,
yep.
Yeah. Is very like, I'm definitely more of like a, I will do whatever the fuck it takes, off the rails kind of guy. But I think Eve would work decently with Peter.
I think so.
I think that she would need Peter to keep track of Walter. Oh, you know who she'd work really well with is Astrid. Astrid is the actual star of the show.
Yes.
And the cow. What the fuck was the cow's name?
The cow, yes.
The cow was amazing. Like, I feel like if Eve had to deal with the like multiple timeline bullshit, though, she would not do well.
She would not do well with that.
She would not do well with that. And
she can't even famously, as Jen has pointed out many times, she can't even deal with time zones. So
Could you imagine if there was an alternate timeline and she met herself in an alternate timeline?
Yeah, another song I had was Lucifer, which I'm like, okay, Chloe would annoy the fuck out of her. So and I think she would work great with Dan, but then you also have the whole fact that, you know, Chloe's like partner is literally Satan, so
I don't know how Eve would do with that.
I don't know how Eve would do with that. I really don't. And you know, and then you know, we have like Azrael, and you know, we've got angels and demons and all kinds of other stuff, and you know, and then we got Dr. Linda, which I think Dr. Linda and Dr. Mira would get along really well, but she's pure entertainment. But you know, good times.
The only other specific show that I was going to bring up, and I think that just in the realm of the fact that this is a sitcom and everything else has not been, but she and Captain Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be best friends.
Yes, they'd be besties. Yeah, absolutely.
She would,
yeah.
And I feel like Santiago is like early book Peabody with like Peabody kissing Eve's ass.
Yeah.
In a like non-intentional kind of way. That's just who she is as a person. Yeah. And that's Amy Santiago.
Yeah. Definitely. I love it.
And then she'd literally murder Jake Peralta because all of us want to. So
all of us want to. Yes, agreed.
So, but again, it's a sitcom, so it doesn't necessarily translate as well. But
it's still irrelevant. Yeah. It's still
I mean, and hey, like, listen, they're all working. They're another group working in New York. Could you imagine Eve if she got stuck with that group of people though?
Oh my God.
She would like lock all of the men in a closet and just work with the women and be like, if Charles Boyle comes near me one more time.
Yeah. Yeah. You are not.
Except for Gina. She would hate Gina.
She would hate Gina.
I mean, I almost hate Gina, it's fair. But I also adore Charles, so I'm not really hopeful there. He's so quirky. Also, like, Joe Latruglo, or however you say his name is, who plays the role, is literally Charles Boyle.
Sure, yeah.
He's, like, awkward and silly and whatever, but...
Which I love. I mean, yeah.
Right? But, yeah, I don't know. Eve would probably find working in the 99 to be very difficult.
She would, yeah.
Aww. I think other people in her bullpen could handle it.
Yeah. I feel like I think most of them are probably a little more tolerant than she is, though.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine Eve doing a heist? Do the Halloween heist?
No.
Nope. And Rourke would make it a thing. Rourke would be like, okay. Rourke would be like, you know what? I have a new incentive for your bullpen. Here we go. And Eve would be like, get the fuck out. And he would never be welcome at Central again.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Castle time.
I mean,
I don't really have much to add, so I'm just gonna.
I mean, I feel like it goes where we all think it goes.
Yeah. Because I mean,
if I would murder Castle, Eve would find a way to murder him, and no one would know.
Yeah.
He is like He is incredibly disruptive and not helpful.
He's really like, not.
Right.
There's really times he is, but especially in the beginning, he is so very.
I would say his helpfulness ratio is like less than 15% throughout the entire fucking series. I mean, that's I remember when we all were watching it, we were just like, oh my gosh, you know, because Becca is very much like Eve.
Very much.
They would be very harmonious, but
yes.
Castle is nothing like Rourke or anyone in the series.
No.
Castle is like
Castle's like Nadine on crack.
No, like he's not even that. Like I mean, Nadine is mad about that.
Well, I feel like Nadine kind of, I mean, but I don't know. Yeah. He's you're right. He's not like anyone.
He's kind of like CJ Morse, but not a murderer.
No.
Right?
I wouldn't like go. Really annoying.
He is really annoying.
Yeah, but he's annoying in an endearing way, not the way CJ Morse is.
Is he though?
Yeah, he is. On the show, he is.
Okay.
Right. Nathan Fillion.
I mean, if we take out what we know about Nathan,
I'm not even talking about Nathan Fillion as a person. I have watched a few episodes of the show, and every single time I'm just like, no, he's annoying.
He's annoying.
He is really annoying. He is. And that's kind of the point. But like I said, it's more of an endearing way than like with CJ Morse, who's a total dickhead.
Now, I feel like Eve would get along with both captains.
Yes, both captains.
Both of them.
Esco and Ryan, she would get along with fine. They'd work together great.
Esco and Ryan literally feel like they could be right out of Eve's bullpen, honestly.
They're very much like Jenkinson and Reinecke. Like, I could see that dynamic between them. Or Santiago and Carmichael.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I even at times have thought of like comparing Esposito with Baxter, but Ryan is not Trueheart.
Ryan
is kind of not really, I feel like Espo is easier to connect to the others.
He is. Ryan's very like, because he's got, you know, he's kind of got that past with the Boston mob and the, you know, like the,
yeah,
that whole and
he's,
thing.
And he's so unassuming. And you're like, wait, hold on. Right. What?
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. You're right. He's kind of hard to connect to the rest of the bullpen, but she would get along great with Gates.
She would like Gates better than Beckett, because Beckett does not like Gates.
Beckett doesn't like Gates because she took over from Montgomery, which I get it, because you know her previous captain had just been murdered.
Right.
And so spoiler alert. And then you just, you know, you got this other woman just coming in and taking over. But I don't know. Yeah. I feel like Lainey and Morris would work together really well.
Yeah. I mean, Lainey is
just, would work with her fine too.
Everyone would work well with Lainey. I think that
Lainey's amazing. We love that. We love Lainey.
It's funny because I remember when Castle was on and I feel like a lot of us who are in Death fans were watching it and really like connecting a lot of Eve to that. And then we kind of like, and I just recently watched like the first couple of episodes and I was like, dear God, is Castle annoying. And I feel like I did not find him nearly as annoying when I first watched it.
But
I decided that anytime I find that I'm like, I need Rourke to back off a little bit, I'll just watch an episode of Castle and then I will be over it. Rourke, get the fuck in here, interfere all you want. Like, I just...
You are not Richard Castle. There you go. There's your bar for annoyance with Rourke. You are not Richard Castle, therefore you're fine.
And Rourke is annoying in an endearing way. Richard Castle is not. Yeah.
I disagree. I think... I mean, obviously Rourke's more endearing than Castle, but I don't think Castle's nearly as bad as we want to make him.
I mean, I don't hate Castle. I'm just like, my guy, you need to
get the fuck out.
Like, get out of the way. Oh my God.
Some of the early stuff where there's like the shenanigans where she's like, she handcuffs him in the car because he just won't stay out of her way. Like, that shit's funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, you're not coming in. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, dude, did you handcuff me? Yes, I handcuffed you. Goodbye.
That's why we know, like, Beckett and Eve would like watch Beckett do that and be like, yep. This woman is like,
that's my girl. Yep.
The best.
Yep.
But, oh, Castle. Maybe one day I'll finish my rewatch.
Yeah, I need to do a rewatch. It's been a while. I can get past my anger at Fillion. I just won't watch any of season 8. I just won't. I refuse.
I feel like there's probably some other show that's just like floating out there that we're just not thinking of. Is there?
Oh, there's probably a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we would all combined. Well, not necessarily that we would all know, but like combined between the three of us, are we missing anything? I'm sure we are.
Yeah. And I mean,
any of us have watched, but my brain is like,
yeah. I mean, there's
all those things.
Like you said, there's like the reboot of Hawaii 5-0 is out there, which I enjoyed. The reboot of Magnum is not good. Not good at all. What else?
Criminal Minds. Did we talk about that?
We did not.
I've never watched Criminal Minds, but I didn't watch great things.
I watched the first couple seasons were really good. And then it just went off the rails into like just nothing but like a gore fest. And I was like over it. I'm like, I cannot with this anymore. How about Bones?
Bones is a good one.
I feel like Eve would, I think Eve and Booth would work really well together, but Brennan would annoy the shit out of Eve.
Yeah.
She would absolutely. She could not handle Bones at all. No. She'd be like, nope. I can't be around this.
Which, yeah, I mean,
I can't get into Bones. Like, what about Bones would annoy her?
Bones is very, she's on the spectrum. So she's very, like, you know.
She's very matter of fact.
Very matter of fact and says exactly what she's thinking.
Oh,
no matter
all
what.
The time.
All the time.
Right.
And she will tell you how wrong you are, even if you're not wrong.
Right.
But because
it sounds like Eve might need someone like that. Eve wouldn't get along with her.
In her mind, if it's not logical to her, you're wrong.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Think something else. Oh, yes, we know you can. No, I think she would like Bones as a person. I just don't think she'd be able to tolerate working with her.
That makes sense. I was like, Eve could probably do with someone telling her how it is.
Oh, yeah. Which I think Booth would do the same. He'd be like, yeah, he would do the same with Eve.
Because Bones is not an unlikable person.
No, it's just not at that all. She's a very likable person. She's just...
She knows what she knows.
She knows what she knows. And she's a genius. I mean, she's literally a genius. That's kind of the point. So... and then she's got all this quirky cast of characters around her that kind of reins her in, which is fun.
Right.
That's fun. Yeah, I feel like a couple times I tried to watch it at one point and I just couldn't get into it. So
yeah,
I like.
And Booth is the cop. So, I mean, that's really, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. She's the bone doctor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know. Like, I know that I've known very little, but I do know that much. But like, yeah.
Right.
which is maybe fine because like if Eve, you know, Eve is not an expert in that area and, you know, having someone who is an expert in that area talk to her in a very straightforward way.
Yeah.
Right.
Might be a good thing for when Eve likes to tell the lab how quickly to do their job.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
It'll be entertaining for us if we read about it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
But I feel like that would not work with Bones. Like if she was like, you need to hurry it up.
Yeah. And he's like,
Bones would not be.
Be like, no,
absolutely not.
I'm doing this work and I'm going to do it in my way. Right. And you're going to shut up and leave me alone. Right.
Yeah.
Again, that makes for some great reading.
Yeah.
I do love when Eve is told she can't have what she wants by us. By people when it's Rourke, that's different. But if someone who's not Rourke tells Eve she can't have what she wants.
Like that's why I kinda like DeWinter. DeWinter's DeWinter does not take her shit. She's just like, whatever.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. You'll get the results when I get them, and that's the way it is. Just shut up and deal with it.
Right. Yeah. The only other one I can think of in my head, and we were talking about comedies, is Barney Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I just feel like she'd just find it amusing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But again, that's another one that I was a little bit young for. I don't remember a lot of it.
Right.
I
remember it being on TV every once in a while. Typical, cop shop. And, with quirky characters. So she would be able to work with them pretty well.
Oh, sure.
She would always enjoy going over to their precinct for whatever she needed.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else. I mean, obviously, if we miss something, people are going to let us know.
Please do.
Let us know.
But I think that's it.
That's fun, though. That's a fun one.
It is fun to think about Eve, interacting with these people.
Absolutely.
That we know through TV. And like I said, a couple of people mentioned books, and they're books that I'm not familiar with, and I don't know that you guys have read either. So if it's something that you want to talk about, like if we have somebody out there that's an expert on the V.I. Warshawski series and wants to come on and let us know
how
those two
or
would blend.
Yes.
We would love to have you on.
Yeah.
just let us know. So, okay, I guess that means we go on to podcast business. So I don't think we have any emails or anything, but let me check just to make sure, because sometimes I forget. Oh, we do have something.
Oh.
It apparently just came in today and I hadn't seen it yet. This person is Margarita. Thanks for sending us an email.
Thank you.
This says, Amy, please share with Jen. I know she has strong feelings about what is a sandwich. The courts have now spoken.
Yeah, well, fuck them. They're wrong.
And this says, tacos are Mexican style sandwiches. Judge rules in Indiana court. A ruling Monday by Superior Court judge in Indiana says tacos and burritos are Mexican style sandwiches.
It's Indiana. They don't know what they're talking about.
This may end a years-long battle between a restaurateur and a county commission. Previously, the commission denied a famous taco from being located in a strip mall, partially based on a written commitment the owner accepted with a nearby neighborhood association, limiting any restaurant there to one that did not offer alcohol, did not allow outdoor seating, and only sold made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches. So he couldn't be there.
Oh.
And so the court says...
So for the purposes of that, I will allow that it could be a sandwich, because I think that's a bullshit ordinance.
That's dumb.
That's really dumb.
That is dumb.
So I'll allow that. But
Jen's like, I'll allow it.
She says... Hilarious.
But also Neil deGrasse Tyson says a hot dog is a sandwich.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is stupid too.
He isn't stupid. He's actually brilliant. But
I know, but he's stupid in that. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
So,
shut up, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah,
I'll get a Twitter fight with you.
She says, sorry, I don't belong to Facebook. So that's fine. You know what? That's why we have the email, so that you can send us emails like that. And that was very interesting and very helpful. Thank you.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, I don't think I have anything else for podcast business. So next week is going to be, we review the reviews.
We review the reviews.
Of Calculated in Death.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I don't think I've looked at yet. I usually look at them ahead of time. But I don't think I have. I guess I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to put together next week's episode.
My favorite is when you start looking at them and you're like, you guys are going to be so mad at.
Yeah.
But you never give us details. You're just like, oh, and it's great.
Yeah. You guys are going to be so mad at these. Well, I feel like that's every single one. So I'm almost positive that you guys will probably be angry at the ones for Calculated too.
Usually.
Yeah. I think that's it for this week's episode of Podcast and Death, unless we have anything else.
We do not.
Okay. I think I missed saying the last time on the show that we did talk to Susan Erickson, and she is not able to be on our anniversary show.
Sad face. We'll
because she's going to be in Italy.
In Italy, yes. Yep.
Speaking Italian.
So
I think the last show she told us that she was trying to learn Italian.
Yeah. So,
and, so let's hope
we'll allow it, I guess. She can go.
We'll allow
it. I mean, it can't be as hard to be mad at her for that.
Yeah.
But she did start the next book. She might be finished with it by this time. So, I did tell her, you know, we'll have you on in maybe September or when the next book comes out.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she can be on then. So we're just going to have to pivot and see what else we can do for the anniversary show.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when we can get Emily and Heidi on again.
Yeah.
That would be great.
The last few books that they've read.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah.
And how they're wrong that loyalty is
loyalty
better than
conspiracy.
Conspiracy. No, it's fine. They're right. For them.
For them.
Okay, so anyway, that really is it for Podcasts and Deaths. So yes. For Podcasts and Death, this is AJ.
I'm Jen.
This is Tara.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-Rourke. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.